business. First item of old business is conditional use 1752, Michael Orndorff.
Sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a motion prepared for that for review of the commission. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1752 for Michael Orndorff for multifamily dwellings in a GR district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Them being one, the property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including single family, multifamily, mobile home, and camping developments. The project is consistent with those developments and will essentially be an infill development in this area of Cedar Neck. The project currently contains approximately 27,000 square feet of woodlands. The design with 16 townhomes preserves a great deal of those woodlands and open space. The perimeter of the site will be buffered with existing trees and additional trees where necessary. The project is in a development district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan, and with the stipulations placed upon this approval, there will be no adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 16 units, and subject to the approval by the County Engineering Department for more than 14 units. All entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The amenities, including gazebos and tot lots, shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of issuance of the first building permit for the project. The project will be served by a county sewer district. It must be constructed in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. The project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and settlement control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize the best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The development shall use individual trash cans or carts to serve the townhomes' disposal needs as opposed to centralized dumpsters. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed along at least one side of all streets, and streetlights shall be installed. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design as well as buffers along the perimeter of the project. Construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments, and the final site plan for the development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question. I'd ask Vince. We got a corrected correspondence from the County Engineering Department on the EDUs, and it was presented before council.
Okay.
Since it's an agency within the county, can I introduce this information in reference to number A?
Since it's a county agency, I don't have a problem with that. It would come up as part of the agency comments.
Well, it was just in reference to the 14. It was a letter written to Mr. Orndorff by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, on September 21st, which was before it went to council, and it referenced a telephone conversation on September 20th, and the engineering department revisited their comments, and upon further review of the parcels and the request, they have determined that they could allow or would allow the connection of 16 equivalent dwelling units, so that you don't really need to reference a 14. And he had some additional requirements, but it would be subject to engineering on that part.
Well, it seems to me really the motion works either way.
It does either way. But I mean, because I go to council, council going to question why we put the 14 in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose then, Mr. Smith, if you wanted to, you could amend it to state, based on what Lawrence has described, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 16 units, period.
And subject to the approval of county engineering fund, just delete the part about more than 14.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I will delete the part of my conditions that were submitted for as a part of the motion, deleting the part about for more than 14 units, and that first condition then shall so state the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 16 units, subject to the approval by the county engineering department.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1752, Michael Orndorff, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.